İksaç, buyurun.
Hello.
Alo, buyurun.
Do you speak English? I'm calling from Ethiopia.
Okay.
We are a company called Tursa.
Hello.
Good morning. This is Girma Ambassador Girma. I'm calling from Ethiopia.
Yes,
I got your number from the website.
okay. Okay, perfect.
By the way, I was the former ambassador of Ethiopia to Turkey, to Ankara. I've been to Turkey, yeah.
Perfect, Mr. Ambassador. Perfect. Yes, please. How we can assist you?
We have a plan, you know. Now currently I'm heading the public owned enterprise called Tumsa, which is a conglomerate company. We are also importing fertilizers from different parts of the world, particularly from China. I'm wondering whether I just Googled and simply read it list of fertilizer companies, and I came through your company. Am I
Perfect.
right? Am I right?
Yes, totally correct. Totally correct.
Okay.
We are the biggest producer of fertilizers in Turkey. We are the only producer of urea in Turkey. And now you are at the right place, Mr. Ambassador.
Okay, we are expecting to import urea as well as DAP. Do you
Let
have
me tell you the situation. Let me tell you the situation about
please.
Turkey's position at
Okay.
the moment. As you know, after 2020, after the COVID expansion, the urea and fertilizers became a main concern for the countries. And as Turkey is using around 3 million tons of fertilizers, and the production capacity is, I'm sorry, 10 million. And the production capacity is over 7 million. And right now, around 3 million is being imported for Turkish market.
Even
So,
you are importing.
exactly. We cannot always, how we say, we cannot always fulfill our demand on local market. So, even Turkey is an importer country. But, you know, after the COVID expansion, the countries have to make some critical decisions. And
As a strategic product, yeah.
exactly. And by maybe mid-2021, our country has also regulated the export operations.
Okay.
And till now, their position didn't change. And even yesterday, I just started company 3 weeks ago. My name is Mahmut, and I'm the new export unit manager.
So
And
it's becoming a strategic commodity and not easy to be exported.
exactly. But you know, we just had 3 meetings yesterday with Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Trade, and even Foreign Ministry of Foreign Relations. We have had some very fruitful meetings yesterday. Of course, it's a strategic product, but of course, Turkey is a big part of trade in the world. It's not, you know, of course, it has some benefits that the country is having, but you know, to block the trade or to block export is not the maybe neither not the right position. So we try to explain this information to the officials yesterday, and hopefully we will be able to get some achievements from our relations. But right now, urea is only possible by transit shipment, and of course, as we are the biggest producer, we produce around 2 million tons yearly, those products. Maybe 20% of the whole production is coming from us. But even as the demand is more than 7 million, of for that 3 million, we are one of the biggest importers as well.
Oh, that is tough. You are importing from China. And Russia, actually. Yeah, Russia and Ukraine had huge, but now because of the Black Sea.
Exactly, exactly. The supply chain is, you know, Mr. Ambassador, very very interesting and very tricky at the moment. So we use other sources as well, like Iran or Uzbekistan or even some Far East countries, including China. Of course, you know, it's trade. When you find the right source from right at right time, it's a good opportunity for us to import. And even for those products that we import, we don't always make the custom clearance and nationalize them, paying the value-added tax. They sometimes keep waiting at the port.
Okay. I fully understand.
And we can assist you from those products that we already imported and they didn't enter to Turkish customs, like they are waiting at the warehouses. We can assist you for those products as well.
Okay. Actually, you know, we have a strong communication with China. We are importing from China, basically. Now the issue, the reason why I simply called you is Istanbul to Djibouti port is very near.
Exactly, exactly, and very convenient.
Exactly, that is why I just wanted to shift. From China, there is no any problem, and the price is also very, very conducive. But the problem is, you know, the time it takes to be transported from China to, it sometimes takes 3 weeks, 1 month, 1.5, 6 weeks, and so on. That is why this transportation time duration just it brought to my mind, why not I ask my former colleagues where I have served. By the way, I have served almost 5 years in Ankara.
Perfect. My hometown is Ankara also.
Really?
I was born in Ankara, raised in Ankara, exactly. Mm-hmm. Still more than 20 years I lived in Ankara.
So, in that case, you know, okay, if there is any, let me, now the problem is, you know, if we go through you, you will take some normal plus a commission additional. It won't be like, eh?
Actually, Mr. Ambassador, you know, as, of course, if you don't get anything or if you don't earn any money, then
you don't waste your time on emails and internet. Yeah, you are right.
Exactly, you know, but of course, when you are not decent, when you put more than needed, or you know, the market prices are there. Everybody can reach them anytime. And but we have the power that we can, for example, as we make bulk imports and we import decent amounts, we have very good relations with the producers. So, for example, when you approach them, they tell you 400, they give us 380. And even I put only $10 to it, it makes 390. And 390 is both beneficial for you and beneficial for us.
Let me have your number.
Please.
To put on
0090.
Wait. 00. Okay.
90.
Plus 90. Okay, go ahead.
Plus 90, exactly. 537.
537.
302.
9423. How long does it take to send it to Djibouti port?
In a while, you know, as it will be transit, and we always have some stock for, especially for urea. Even we make the deal, and even maybe next week in 10 days we can ship the product.
You are on WhatsApp.
Yes, I'm on WhatsApp. Please,
let me just put you on my list, and then I will send you the WhatsApp, and we'll see what we can do.
perfect, Mr. Ambassador. And our company aim for 2024 is to make those kind of transactions as well. Oh. As you know, the 2 million ton is not enough for the domestic market, and the company policy was...
I know the issue. This is, you know...
But our aim is for 2024 to divert it at least 10%, 15% to export business as we try to shift it because of the main reasons.
Actually... I understand the situation. Whenever the commodity is strategic, it goes to the arms of the government, and it's not easy.
Exactly. Yeah. But we are free for the trade that we make on the free trade zones, as most of the products that we will offer you. All of the products that we will offer you will be in free trade zones, in warehouses.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's a good opportunity for both of us.
I think so. Let me take wait. I'll send you a signal and then we'll communicate.
Okay, perfect, Mr. Ambassador. My pleasure.
Okay. Bye-bye.